Blog Talk Radio.
The following show is a proud member of the ShowDoc Network. Learn more about this show and other great shows by logging on to ShowDoc.com.
This week's episode of System Showdown is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio, the Sports Docket.
And by John Six Puppy. They're each getting an iPhone.
I'm going to get you.
Welcome to System Showdown with Quas and John. Tune in to hear John, a Mac lover, go head-to-head with Quas, a Windows addict, to find out which system makes the grade. Presented by ShowDoc.com.
This is American Idol, Just Joking. This is System Showdown here on Blog Talk Radio. I just like the way Ryan Seacrest has American Idol, so that's why I started off that way. Hello and welcome to System Showdown on Blog Talk Radio. This is episode 62 for our first episode in March 6, 2013. Tonight we'll be talking about the top tech stories of the week, as well as those related to Microsoft and Apple. We are coming to you live tonight from Brooklyn and Queens, New York. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Quas, the PC guy.
And I'm John, the Mac guy, and we have some great topics for you guys tonight, as always. As our first show in March, we're going to be kicking it off with the first year anniversary of Google's Android Market, also known as Google Play. We're going to be talking all about what this means for Google and how this new Play Store, which just turned 1 year old, how it fared for them. We're also going to be talking about Microsoft's in trouble again. They've been fined $730 million, that's an M right there, over browser choice. This isn't the first time that Microsoft's been hot water due to browsers, and we're going to be covering all that with you. We're also going to be talking about the T-Mobile Metro PCS merger, which is a really big deal. It, literally, it's a big deal, I mean, between these two companies. Oh, yes, also, if we have time, we're going to be covering some minor stories. Twitter is killing off the TweetDeck client for iPhone and Android. We're going to do our famous app of the week with a really fun category. You don't want to miss it. Apple apparently was going to name its iPhone some really peculiar things before they sold on iPhone. We'll be going over the choices, and we'll be telling you if we think they're ridiculous or if actually could have worked. And finally, we want to talk about our favorite little TV set-top box. The Roku has introduced its third iteration of the famous set-top box device. So we have a great hour packed full of stories that you're going to want to listen to. Isn't that right, Quas?
That is absolutely right. We got a full jam-packed hour of tech stories to get into. I guess a little bit of legal issues again, John, because of this Microsoft being sued. I'm just wondering, before I get into this story, because this is a very interesting story, is this similar? Does Apple do the same thing sometimes where they have, from the Mac side of the story, do Apple sometimes only allow Safari to be the main browser? Or?
It's funny that you say that, because although that's not true on the Mac, you could set whatever browser you want on your Mac. On the iOS devices, on iPhone, iPad, you could only use the Safari browser as your default browser. There are other browsers available, like Google Chrome, Mercury Browser, Dolphin Browser, but you can't set them as the default browser. And that's the kicker, because if you don't know what default means, it's say you receive a link in your mail app, and you want to open it in a browser. You can't set it so it opens only in Chrome. It has to be only in Safari, and people said that's uncompetitive. And I believe that, you know, but it comes down to the thing. It's Apple's hardware, Apple's software. In theory, they could do what they want, but that's where Microsoft's in hot water now, because Microsoft, I remember years ago, actually got in trouble for bundling Internet Explorer with their operating system. And I believe it was the same thing on Windows Media Player, too, at least in Europe. So I'm pretty sure, I think they're still doing it. Microsoft isn't allowed to bundle Windows Media Player with any versions of Windows that are sold in Europe. Well, actually, they need to sell two different versions. There's the regular version, and there's one they call Windows N, which stands for Not With Media Player. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, and Well, I'm currently using two PCs, two Windows devices, two Microsoft OS operating systems, and I have Google Chrome set as my default browser for both of them. So this story has kind of puzzles me a little bit that Microsoft will be fined this amount of money for browser problems.
Mm-hmm. Like, it comes down to the thing, they've been having trouble with this for years, though. Like, the thing that Microsoft, like the European Union at least, gets on Microsoft about is that it's bundled with Internet Explorer, and it doesn't give you a choice of picking a browser. Because, like, most, let's be honest here, 90% of people who use a computer are just going to use whatever comes on it. And since Microsoft, you know, has 90% of the computers out there, 90% of Internet users are probably going to be using Internet Explorer unless they're tech-savvy enough to download in our browser, you know? Like, that's why a lot of people who don't know much about computers, they just stick with the big blue E because that's how you get on the Internet, you know? And that's all right, you know? Internet Explorer used to be bad. It's not that bad anymore. They've improved it a lot. But it's always nice to have freedom of choice, don't you think?
Yeah, especially in this country where we have free will and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're saying the other countries don't have free will? Yeah, who cares about the European Union? You know, they don't need free will. We're in America.
Yeah.
That's funny. But, yeah, I'm curious, though. Why do you use Google Chrome as your default instead of Internet Explorer?
That's a good question, and it's more... I don't actually use on my I have it as my default browser, but I don't use it the most. I use Safari the most, actually. I use Safari for Windows the most on my Dell laptop, and I use Firefox the most on my the way it looks. I use it the most on my Lenovo laptop, but I guess I said the browser for Google, the Chrome, as my default browser because I like the bookmarks feature.
Mm-hmm.
How you can star websites and you can bookmark it with Internet Explorer. It's not as easy to do that, you know.
I agree there. There's a lot of really nice features about Chrome that I really like. One of my favorite things about Chrome, like I might as well put out there, I use Safari as my default browser. It's almost unheard of nowadays, but I'll tell you the one killer feature that I love about Safari, iCloud tabs. If I have a tab open on my Safari browser on my computer, I could pull up my iPad and I'll have all my tabs right there ready to go. It syncs the tabs automatically, and that's just a killer feature for me.
By the way, just a side note, does Safari have bookmarks? Because I've been using Safari as my default browser on the Dell laptop that I'm using right now, and it says something like bookmarks bar, but I can't find the bookmarks.
I can only talk for the Mac version, and I know for a fact it has bookmarks, but I don't know about the Windows version. And as a matter of fact, I think Apple discontinued the Windows version of Safari. So it's kind of a tricky situation, you know? Like, I can't use Internet Explorer since Internet Explorer is not made for Mac, and now Apple's trying to phase out Safari for Windows.
Yeah, John, you're missing out on a lot.
Oh, yeah, you're funny. You're really funny. But, like, in all seriousness, though, I tried out Windows 8. I tried the new version of Internet Explorer 10. I thought it was a very big improvement. Like, they made it, really full screen. They had really great controls. The interface was fabulous, and I really liked it a lot. Microsoft's picking up on its game, you know, and Google and Mozilla and even Apple should be very afraid if it ever comes to the Mac platform, which I doubt it will, but I digress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's get right into it here. Let's talk about Google Play. I can't believe it's so young. It's only 1 year old.
Well, like, the crazy thing about that is this is the one-year anniversary of the name Google Play.
Right.
That Google Play, like, has been around as the Android market and the Google bookstore, you know, and Actually, I don't know about that. Like, I'm pretty sure it's been around a little bit later than.
I used it with the Google Books before. That's some pretty awesome stuff.
It's great. I'm not gonna lie. It's really fabulous. And like, I really do like that they have their own bookstore, which is it gives them competition to compete with Apple, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, who else is doing online books? Kobo, all these companies who are trying to compete now for the online book market. And after all, competition is good. And I don't know if you know this, but there's actually a Google Books app that's available for Android and for iOS where you could buy books from Google and you can read them on your device. It's really cool.
So, just kind of our second story, was Microsoft fined or were they sued? Or is that the same thing?
I think they were just fined. I'm looking at the article now, if you go to Christian Science Monitor. Let's see. It looks like the European Union apparently is fining Microsoft £561 million, which is about $730 million in U.S. numbers. U.S. numbers? U.S. dollars.
That's why I was not named pounds.
I know, right? Because I didn't know they were still using pounds in the European Union. I thought they all switched over to euros by now. That's unusual. But, yeah, here's the thing, though. Just because they were fined it doesn't mean that Microsoft is going to pay it. I have high doubts that Microsoft is going to stand there and say, all right, take $730 million from us, you know? They're either going to just flat-out refuse to pay it and fight it in court, or they're going to try and settle for less. You know, after all, like to quote Bill Gates, not really. I didn't get rich by writing a bunch of checks.
Yeah. Is Gendro's a third story? Is the T-Mobile? Is the T-Mobile T-Mobile in the United States? Right, T-Mobile USA.
I believe so. I believe the U.S. division of the Deutsche Telekom, which is T-Mobile USA, is going to be merging with another carrier, Metro PCS, which is a regional carrier. They're very small. I think we actually have them up here, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
A great little company. The only thing I really know about them is they offer really great deals on Android devices. Like, I think you can get no contracts.
They're also the official sponsor of the Brooklyn Nets.
Is that so? I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, that's true, yep.
That's awesome. Because, the cool thing is... from what I remember, T-Mobile at this point is dying to get the iPhone, considering that every major carrier now has iPhone available, AT&T, Sprint, Verizon. Funny thing, you'd think that T-Mobile would try to acquire a carrier that has the iPhone already, you know? But Metro PCS, as far as I know, doesn't have the iPhone available. They just have Android devices. So let's see. I'm wondering how this pans out, especially with the failed merger of AT&T and T-Mobile last year.
That was a big deal.
It was a big deal, but it didn't happen, you know, which is a shame.
Or as Joe Biden would say, that's a big freaking deal.
That's exactly what he said, big freaking deal. Oh, I remember that. That guy doesn't want to keep his mouth closed. But, yeah, I think that – I don't know if this is good for consumers necessarily because competition is good. And I – did this pass Federal Trade Commission regulations? Is that who regulates this, the Federal Trade Commission? I think it is, isn't it? Because, whatever government entity regulates this, they actually pass this? Department of Justice. Okay, that makes more sense. Okay, it actually makes a lot more sense. But, yeah, I don't know how I feel about this, considering I'm a T-Mobile customer. Well, it's not going to affect me, I don't think. If anything, it might bring prices down lower, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's the thing where I think that they're only doing this to buy spectrum, you know, about cell spectrum. Every cell company needs to have a certain amount of – I don't know too much about this. I'm just trying to spitball here. But every company gets a certain amount of spectrum from the FCC. And if these companies keep buying up more, other companies, then they get more spectrum, which improves their signal. It's a layman's explanation, but it works fine, I think. So it should, hopefully we'll see how this turns out, if this actually does go through.
definitely. And long to all listeners, we see we have some live listeners here tuning in during the show. You can definitely chime in. We want to hear from you on the phone lines, as we will be taking questions from our listeners. You can call us at 1-347-426-3903. You may have to press 1 to get on the caller queue. And if you prefer to message or query, you can IM myself at ethanklossman@jabber.org. I probably should have grabbed PC Guide, but tell it for Ethan Klossman. Or my rival, the Mac guy, John, at shiber@jabber.org. In addition, leave us a voicemail, send us a text during off-show hours by calling and texting us at 315-497-SHOW. That's 315-497-7469. Be sure to text or say System Showdown or SS before your text or call. And you can also you can tweet us something, and we can listen. We can chime in on the air at hashtag convince John to get him PC.
That's funny.
So we're at Showdown. Yes, we own at Showdown. We're Showdown, and you can chime in over there. And yeah, we have a lot to get into. So definitely, if you feel like calling in and sharing us, not you can also chat with us in the Blog Talk Radio chat room. So yeah.
Wonderful. Oh, I can tell this is going to be a great show. You already covered so many great topics. What are we talking about next?
Let's get back to our first topic with Google Play and about them celebrating this anniversary, a one-year anniversary, and what they're offering, these special gifts. Is that right?
I believe so, actually. I think because I looked it up just for fun.
I just tried to. This is not good for Google. I just tried to open up the Google Play Store in Google Chrome, and it told me this web page is not available. So that's not good.
you go into the right address? Like, let me see if I get to it.
I got it now.
You got it because the cool thing is two things I just want to point out. Even though this is the first anniversary of the Google Play name, the Google Android market has been around for about 4 years now, if Wikipedia is right. Apparently, they opened in October 2008, and that's when it was the Android market. And I think they've been doing.
Is this according to Wikipedia?
Yeah, I don't know how accurate that is, but if you look on Wikipedia, it says initial release 4 years ago as Android market.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right, though. To the day, today is actually the one-year anniversary of Google Play with the merging of Android Market and Google Music, which is pretty cool.
And Google's offering these gifts to you, the user.
They're having a lot of good sales, aren't they?
Yeah, they're telling you to pick up these limited-time offers, continue the celebration all week with even more special deals on music, movies, books. Are they trying to compete with enough here? Books?
Well, they could, actually. They could very well compete with Nook and Kindle, for that matter, because now they're trying to do books, which is great. Because I actually was tempted by a couple of these sales to buy a few things last time they had this kind of thing, because they've been having sales for 10-cent apps with free music and really cheap music. I remember I actually bought a couple of songs. I bought the re-release of Pink Floyd's Dark Side, which is a steal. You know, even though I own the album already, I did it just because I get to have it at a higher quality. And I think it was also a live set too that they gave for $2, which was a steal. So if Because the misconception, I just want to point out real quick, you don't need to own an Android device in order to take advantage of all these sales. Well, for the apps you do, but for the music, you could listen to it on anything. There's actually a really great Google Music app for the iPhone and the iPad, which works really well if you want to do Google Music, which is great. more power to them, you know, working on cross-platform instead of just secluding people to Android. More power, you know?
Yeah, they're giving away some free music from Sweet Jane, the Velvet Underground.
Ooh.
Have you heard of them?
I have heard of the Velvet Underground. You know the Velvet Underground, you know? It's about that fabric that lives underneath the surface of the earth. No, it's not. terrible. But yeah, great group. What else is there? Like Velvet Underground, that's pretty cool, actually. Like, because that's a free track. If you have a Google account, you could just click free. I'm going to do it right now. Yeah, I just bought that track for free. Sweet. $0. Yeah, that's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, see, that's great.
An LCD sound system, we all heard of them.
Oh, yeah, of course. It'd be funny if they just put up music that nobody's ever heard of, you know? Who on earth is Blorgacorp, you know?
Want to give a quick shout out to the Blue Zone Report, which is currently listening to us. Check them out on Saturdays.
They're doing some really great shows. Have you listened to them? Like, they're doing a Hoovacast, like Hoovacast series, where they go over all the new, like all the older seasons of Doctor Who, in order to get people excited for the premiere at the end of March, which I'm very excited for.
Yeah, and actually, we just got word there's going to be a new episode of the Whovacast tomorrow.
Really? That's fabulous. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, like I'm telling you got to listen to these Whovacasts, you know. This really goes over the whole, if you never watched Doctor Who before and you're going to be watching the premiere, he gives you a whole rundown of previous seasons. That's really worth checking out if you have any interest in watching Doctor Who. Even if you have if you're already a Whovian, if you're already a fan, you should listen to it anyway, just to recap some of your favorite parts.
It's not going to be Friday, not Thursday, but still it's going to be a great Blue Zone Report produced by the Showdoc Network and the host, Michael Raz, on Friday. So.
Wonderful.
A nice way to start your weekend off with the Blue Zone Report. So.
Totally. But yeah, next story. What are we moving on to?
Moving on to our second story, which we covered a little bit, but I want to get back to it because it really boggles the mind. Microsoft fined $730 million and also in pounds over browser choice. This story is coming out of the Christian Science Monitor. We've had guests from the Christian Science Monitor on some other Showdoc shows in the past, and John and I were discussing how Apple presents users with easy access to other web browsers besides Safari. The European Union imposed a sanction on Microsoft after it failed to comply with a settlement where it promised to present Windows users with easier access to other web browsers. But John says that Apple doesn't do that.
Like, it's the thing, you can't do it unless you jailbreak. That's the thing. If you do a jailbreak, then you could set your browser of choice to any browser that you want. Like, I tried it, but it comes down to the thing, there's really not a browser that I've tried that comes even close to Safari on the iPad. And, but it comes down to the thing, I'll admit, it's really annoying that Apple doesn't even give you the choice, you know? Like, I jailbroke them and install browser changers to spite them pretty much.
You know what? I think that Microsoft Corp, should sue the European Union for not using the euro. They should sue them for using pounds, not the euro.
Well, that's funny. You know, that'd be a crazy court session, you know? I'd say we'd sue them for defamation, you know? Just for, you know, dragging their feet in the mud like this, you know? Like, it comes down to the thing, like, I kind of split on the issue since I'm, you know, the PC user. Like, I'm not the PC user, but I kind of split on the issue because... You're funny. But I'm split on the issue because as the Mac user, I see, like, Apple's point in trying to regulate browser use. I get that Safari's a lot more stable, you know, compared to anything else out there. But sometimes you just got to open up and let the competitors in. You know, I understand that would cause a lot of headaches for Apple if they're going to start supporting different browsers. But if that's the demand that the public wants, you got to give it to them.
Yeah. As I mentioned, you tuned into our show at 7:20. We're going to have a special segment, AOTW, App of the Week. You don't want to miss that. So coming up at 7:20 on the dot, we'll be covering your special segment. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be such a great segment. I'm excited because we're starting a brand new theme. We're going to be run with it for a few weeks, actually. I'm surprised we didn't think of this before. And it's going to be really fun. Make sure you stick around until 7:20. But for now, we're going to be talking about around 20 more minutes about various tech stories throughout the week, yeah?
Definitely. Now, Google in February, getting back to Google here, because you're talking about Google Play, they offered to change some of their business practices according to Reuters. Google was in talks with the European Commission for years over allegations about anti-competitive practices with its search engine. So now Microsoft is being charged with being non-competitive with its browsers. Google ranks in first, of course. You don't even have to report this. Google, we know, ranks first in internet search in Europe with an 82% market share, according to research firm ComScore. Have you heard of them, John? ComScore?
I've heard of ComScore. I'm pretty sure they track internet traffic, right? They're kind of I remember there used to be a service called Alexa, which I think, are they the ones behind ComScore? I'm not sure. Maybe they are. But, yeah, they're one of the companies that ranks internet traffic pretty much, right? Am I right?
You're right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so basically mm-hmm. it's about antitrust laws, which they're accusing Microsoft the number of people using Internet Explorer in Europe has dropped by more than half in the last few years. Global statistics website StatCounter, heard of them, estimates that 24% of Internet users in Europe browse with IE compared to 49.1% in March 2009. A StatCounter press release in October 2010 suggests that the Microsoft Choice screen could have played a role in the use in the drop of IE users. So people moving away from IE, unfortunately, and they are looking at other options for browsers. But I don't get it. Microsoft makes it easy for people. Is this something during Microsoft 8 where they make it difficult for people to change to another browser? The story that makes no sense to me that way. I don't know.
Well, it comes down to the thing, since we're both technically literate people, you know, we know to go to a website, find a browser, download it, install it,
I get what he's saying. Most people, they see IE and they just, this is it.
Most people think that Internet Explorer is the internet, you know? You haven't dealt with tech support. People freak out when you change their browser, you know? I've heard stories where people switch their parents from Internet Explorer to Firefox, and they'd be yelling at them, "Why'd you put this virus on my computer? Where's the
internet?
You know? I know, because, it comes down to the thing, Yeah, I know, right? People don't like change. And that's understandable. I know I'd be pissed, too, if someone took something that I knew how to use to change.
That's what President Obama was trying to do, bring hope and change, you know?
I know, right? Like, change, I still remember, you know, like, whenever I heard him talking about change, I always thought that he meant if you could spare any change, you know? Like, but yeah, like, did he change that? I remember, like, change seemed like, we're totally tangenting, but, like, change seemed like a good idea when he was actually running for president in 2008, but he didn't want to be a change in 2012 because that would mean getting rid of him. So he chose forward instead, which is, you know, I guess you could tie that into internet branding because that's what he changed it to. He changes it from change to forward. Great idea, you know?
We're gonna get to our next topic here, but yeah, I definitely see why most people think that Internet Explorer is it when it comes to the internet. So, I get that.
Well, that's the thing, you know? Like, people don't realize that there's more to a computer than just its browser. And, like, going back to when we were covering Google Chrome a couple of weeks ago, the Chromebook, 90% of what people do is in a browser. So people don't understand the file system. People don't understand there's other programs besides Internet Explorer and Word, you know? And it's not a bad thing. It's just computers have become too mainstream, you know? Like, most teenagers don't know if there's anything on the internet besides Facebook and Tumblr, you know?
Right.
Just putting it out there, you know?
And not bad thing.
Yeah, because, like, you want me to give a whole spiel about this real quick?
Sure. Chime in.
Like, think of it this way, you know? Back when airplanes were first beginning to get popular, commercial airlines, they were flown mostly by airplane enthusiasts and pilots. So there was a good chance that someone who's a passenger on an airplane knew how to fly the thing, or at least could take over if there was an emergency or something. Nowadays, airlines have become so mainstream that if you go on a plane, 99% of people on that plane who are passengers have no idea how to fly the plane. Same thing with computers. Computers used to be owned by hobbyists and engineers, scientists, and if something broke with the computer, they knew how to fix it right away. Now, anyone could use a computer, so people don't know too much about them. That's just how it goes. It's the natural cycle of things. Or if things get more popular and easier to use, people begin to know less about them. Just want to put that out there. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I agree.
Fabulous.
Yeah, and let's get to our next story here, because more legal issues involved. This is interesting. I think I'm starting to turn into a legal docket here.
Mm-hmm.
More legal, we had legal issues with the Microsoft story, and now legal issues with the proposed merger of Deutsche Telekom's U.S. subsidiary, T-Mobile, and regional carrier Metro PCS looks likely to go ahead. It had to be confirmed by the U.S. Department of Justice, allowing its waiting period for objections to pass without making a comment. The deal isn't done yet, according to the Register in the U.K., the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. The FCC don't let me be, right, John?
The FCC don't let me be. I got that's really, really funny. Because I just want to bring up one quick thing. If people don't understand that joke, like, notice I've been trying to introduce a new catchphrase for the show. If you look at the slideshow, guess who's back? Back again. Showdown's back. Tell your friend. You know, yeah, that's terrible, isn't it? we had it in the slideshow. You know, we keep forgetting to update the slideshow cards. But if you go to the show page, we have a running slideshow that has a bunch of slides that show our slogans and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, we have an interesting story from the Blue Zone Report. Wants to chime in. And we may touch on the story if we have time, which I think we will. iPhone 5S production rumored to have already begun. And so I'm still on the 4, John. I don't know. I'm still on the iPhone 4. I haven't gone up to the few in the 4S yet, so I may be waiting a while to get to the 5S.
Well, here's the thing. The 5S at this point, this is all just rumors. You know, the Apple rumor mill loves to do this stuff, you know, because then they get more page views, they get more exposure. This is all just speculation at this point. And even if this was true, is it really a surprise that a phone that's expected to be released in a few months is already in production. Honestly, you know? Even if that wasn't true, is it really a surprise?
Yeah, also the Blue Zone, yeah, go ahead, John. What was the question?
I just wanted to make a point about that, you know? It comes down to the thing, this has no confirmation at all from what I'm seeing here. They sort some random Japanese language blog, you know, and it's a rumor. But even if it was true and they had confirmation, it's no surprise, really, considering that it's going to be, like, you need to build the thing for at least a few months before you start selling it by the hundreds, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just wanted to make a point.
Yeah. Also, the interesting that we talked about T-Mobile and MetroPCS, the host of the Blue Zone Report uses T-Mobile, and the co-host of the Legal Doc and sometimes System Showdown, Ilya, uses MetroPCS. So their carriers may be merging.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know how it's going to affect MetroPCS customers. They could see rates going higher, which wouldn't be a surprise, or things could just stay the same, you know? It's up in the air at this point. The deal isn't even finalized yet.
Yeah, the Blue Zone Report wants to know which services do we use. I use AT&T, and I believe
I use
John,
T-Mobile.
I use T-Mobile. So John and I use the same service as the Blue Zone Report.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, it's a thing, like, why do you use AT&T? Out of curiosity, why do you use your carrier? I'll tell you why I use mine, if you're curious.
I use mine because that's who I started out with, and I started out with Singular. Remember Singular, John?
I've heard of Singular, yeah. My mom's first cell phone was Singular, which, is, by extension, was kind of my first cell phone, so that was my first real exposure to cell phones. It was a little flip Motorola. That was kind of...
The Blue Zone Report just told a joke. He said that Quas likes dropped calls.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny. I like that. Is it a rumor? Because I've never used an AT&T phone after they were acquired, like, after Singular. Like, who acquired who? I think Singular acquired AT&T, and then they changed their name to AT&T. For some reason. But, yeah, like, is it true that AT&T has really bad call quality and drop calls all the time, or is that just hyperbole?
Hyperbole.
Hyperbole.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a running joke, you know, because, like, I've seen, like, I haven't had a drop call on T-Mobile in a while, actually. They've really been stepping up their game, which is great.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, hopefully, you know. No one wants a drop call, you know.
I experience a drop call every day.
That sucks. What could you do?
You know, who knows, maybe AT&T would drop this call now that I said that.
That's funny. They're listening right now. Oh, that's terrible. But, yeah. Moving on, we got about 10 minutes until our special segment. Next story.
Well, I want to stay on the T-Mobile story for a second here, just to mention one last thing.
All right, one last thing.
We're not turning legal docket here, but one last thing with the T-Mobile Metro-S merger. In response to the T-Mobile HES merger, AT&T, we were just talking about, took out full-page adverts in the U.S. press criticizing its rivals' My Mobile phone networks. AT&T had claimed the T-Mobile network was 50% slower than its own. Wow. With twice as many dropped and failed calls, AT&T's exclusive deal with Apple for the iPhone saw its network become infamous for dropping calls, as it staggered under the strain of fashionados using their new toys. It has only been after a massive investment campaign that a network is now back in somewhat reasonable shape. So, John, so maybe the iPhone was contributed to the dropped calls? I don't know.
I could believe that, you know, because there was this whole controversy when AntennaGate where they said that the iPhone was responsible for dropping a lot of calls due to its design. And, like, I don't know about that, because I remember there was actually a similar story, like, way back when the iPhone was first released, actually. Like, before the iPhone, there wasn't a phone that could do this much multimedia. So yeah. What happened was AT&T's servers got overloaded due to people using their phones to stream video and to, you know, like, do things that other phones couldn't do. So their servers went down pretty much due to not being able to take all this new traffic.
Right.
Just putting it out there. Like, AT&T and Apple have been at ends for a while. Because, I'm not, as you said, I'm not sure if you remember it, but Apple originally signed with Singular. That's who the first iPhone carrier was supposed to be, for like a 4-year deal. And then Singular swallowed AT&T and became AT&T and became a whole new beast. And I'm not sure Apple was very happy about that. Because, like, one more thing, and I'll move on. Because I don't know if you heard the rumors that Apple actually wanted to start its own carrier network. That or just, you know, leave the phone unlocked for anyone to use on any carrier. So not have it tied, but that would have made the phone very expensive. Like, even tied to a carrier, the iPhone is $500 at launch. So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah, put it out there.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I have a point with that, but still. But moving on, what are we moving on to next?
We'll move on to the story about Twitter.
Twitter. I love Twitter. Do you love Twitter?
Yes, I love sending tweets.
Oh, yeah?
Soon, one Twitter client now may be out of operation. Is that right, John?
Oh, yeah, well, that's the thing, and I feel really bad about that, because you were singing its praises on a couple of shows ago, right, about good old TweetDeck.
Yeah.
Which apparently Twitter bought about a couple of years ago, and now they're trying to kill, which is sad, you know, because I remember using TweetDeck back when I had an iPod Touch. It was the best Twitter client by far, and I loved it, but now it was bought by Twitter.
Mm-hmm. But I have TweetDeck on my PC. Will I still be able to use that?
I don't know if they're going to, like, cut people off that are using the old client. There hasn't been any reports of that yet. But one thing that really does concern me is they're saying they're going to be dropping Facebook integration. So now you can't use TweetDeck to update your Facebook or anything, I don't think. It's all up in the air at this point. We'll see what Twitter actually does. But have you seen there's a lot of tension between Twitter and Facebook lately?
Yeah.
It's a war, practically. You know, have you heard about, like, I don't know who's been firing first, but they've been taking shots at each other left and right. You know, between, like, who bought Instagram? Yeah, Facebook bought Instagram, and then Instagram...
Oh, wait a second. Oh, it's only for iPhone and Android. For PC... for PC and the web,
it's still around, isn't it? They're going to be still supporting it.
Yes. So for the web, Facebook and Twitter. Oh, but the company is dropping face integration from all versions of TweetDeck.
That's
correct. So I guess I'm going to have to go back to Hootsuite.
I know. That's the thing. You know, it comes down to the thing where the official clients drop the ball, there's always going to be a third-party client to pick it up.
Well,
and I believe that.
And someone posted a joke on one of the comments in on Mac Rumors, and they said, "I like what Twitter is doing," in quotes, said no one in the past 2 years.
I saw that, and I got to agree with that, you know? Twitter was is a revolutionary company by far. They created an amazing club.
Well, window just said, "Who is running Twitter nowadays? Steve Ballmer?"
Oh, that's funny. Because, like, I'll admit, like, Twitter has been a revolutionary company ever since they started, but they've been making a lot of bad decisions lately, you know? Like, I don't get it. Like, for such a big company who has millions of users, they've been doing terrible, terrible things with their service.
Yeah, John, just to ask you, the TweetDeck version for Mac, which is a free download from the Mac App Store, do you have that currently?
I don't think. I actually don't have any version of TweetDeck installed. I have the official Twitter client, which they actually, ironically, also dropped support for. There's no more Twitter for Mac client anymore. They dropped support for that, too.
I don't want to mention one other quick story from Mac Rumors. We were just talking about ComScore, ComScore and the Metro PCS T-Mobile story. And ComScore today released the results of its monthly rolling survey of U.S. mobile phone users. And Apple has made gains in U.S. smartphone market share. So that's not surprising at all, right?
Not at all. More power to them. That's great. Like, why not? You know, the gains are always good, isn't that right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, let's see. We got about 5 minutes before one of our favorite segments. So let's cover one more story, then we'll move on, yeah?
Yeah, this story was actually suggested, I believe I know which story we're covering. This story was actually suggested by the Blue Zone Report in our chat room. So.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. What story is it?
It's also in our episode notes. It's about the Roku 3, John. Chime in.
Oh, yeah. Well, like, the cool thing about the Roku, if you look at it, like, Roku...
How's it pronounced? Like Roku?
It's called Roku. R-O-K-U. Roku.
By the way, is there an app for the Evernote?
For what platform? What platform?
Tablet for phone.
Yeah. There's Evernote for iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and PC, I think so, too, actually. And there's also a web interface, too, which is really great. Yeah, you should get on with Evernote. It's the coolest thing ever. But yeah, enough digressing. You should check it out in the App Store. About Roku. We got about 4 minutes to talk about Roku, so I'll just do it real quick. Roku is this cute little set-top box that you plug into your television. It allows you to access really cool streaming stuff from the Internet. I'm pretty sure it gives you access to things like Netflix, Crackle, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Go. And it's a tiny little box. I believe those are about $100. And it gives you access to all this stuff on your non-internet connected television. And I don't think there's any fees associated with it. You just pay for if you want to do Netflix. It's $8 a month. You pay that anyway. If you have Amazon Prime, you pay that. I think you can even do things like YouTube and stuff, which is great. And this little box, this is the third iteration of it. It's competing head-on with the Apple TV. It's competing head-on with Google, whatever they're doing in that area. And I really do think that there's a future in smart television. And the Roku is enabling people who don't have smart TV to get the best experience possible. Like, the new things in this model is a brand new, gorgeous design, which I really like. They've been taking cues from Apple, because if I didn't know better, I'd think this was a rounder Apple TV. And I really, really like that they have headphones that plug into the remote control, because when you think about it, that's really brilliant. Like, do you have any idea how many times I'm wanting to watch television or play video games or whatever, you know, and I want to plug in my headphones to my television, but either you need a really long cord or you have to sit right next to the television, you know, which is crazy. So Roku solved that problem by putting the headphone jack right on the remote, which I think is brilliant. Like, don't you agree? I think it's just like, who would think of that?
I would say that's brilliant. Yep.
It's brilliant, you know, but that's amazing, though. I want one. I'm not going to lie. Like, $99 is a sweet spot, isn't it? Like, tell me, would you buy one of these for $99?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, I know Quaz by now. That's Quaz's sweet spot. He doesn't care what it is. As long as it's $99, he'll buy it. Oh, $99. I'll take it, you know? Oh, yeah. But, yeah, if you want to find out more information about the Roku, you go roku.com. I'm sure once this thing goes on sale, there's going to be reviews coming out about it. And I've heard great things about the Roku, and I'm excited to see where this goes. Because they actually have a really cool video, if you want to check that out, that shows the user interface of it, and it looks really nice. I like it a lot. I'm excited.
Yeah, and the BZR's Michael, he actually suggested a link we can check out for Roku, roku.com/meet-roku.
Meat? Like beef or pork? What kind of meat are we talking about? What? Not funny? Like, the Roku's made of meat or something? What?
Meat. M-E-E-T, as in if you're meeting somebody.
Oh, Meat Roku. Okay, okay, I get that. Yeah, yeah, if you want to check that out, you go to roku.com/meet-roku. If you want to learn more about the meaty little set-top box, that's fabulous.
The intro page, yeah.
Oh, that's funny, that's funny. Oh, hey, I know it's now. It's 7:20. You know what that means?
Time for our app of the week.
App of the week.
Da-da-da-da. Yep.
we got a great category for app of the week this week. You know what that category is, Quaz?
I know, but let's see if our listeners can guess it. But,
okay. I wonder. You know, it's a really fun category. Have me, like, play with something. Oh, no, that sounded awful. Gosh. Okay, let's see. It's a really fun category involving play and brain power. You know?
Yeah,
let's see.
So things you can play with.
Things that you could play with. That's the category. No, it's not. That's awful. Gosh. Oh, yeah. I think if you haven't figured it out by now, we have a very special category. We're going to start doing gaming for mobile devices with apps. We're not just going to be doing any games, though, are we, Quaz?
No, we're going to do gameplay to certain strategies.
Strategy games. That's right.
Yep.
Okay, like, tell you, like, what's our app of the week for iOS this week, Quaz?
Spider, which I actually won at. I'm getting very good at making spider webs and getting through the portal. If you don't know what I'm talking about, and you got to download this game, Spider for OS. They actually teach you how to play it while you're playing it, and you can get really good at it if you spend some time into making spider webs and catching the bugs and moving on from portal to portal. So it's a lot of fun, and you can open up the portal to the next level if you eat enough bugs and if you get all the way around. So it's a lot of fun. Download Spider for OS. This is an app I would say download it.
Wonderful. And like, I want to point out a couple of things about Spider real quick. My favorite thing about the game, I played it, like, when you kill the bees, that's my favorite part, where you just, like, crush the bees into the wall. That's my favorite part of the game right there. Like that, and there's actually a couple, it's not just the adventure game, there's a couple of mini games built into it, too. There's a frenzy mode where you need to feed with a time limit. And there's actually a two-player mode where you could play with someone else, which is really cool. So if you're lonely, you know, you could play with each other, which is fabulous.
Can you make it wireless or no?
I'm not sure, actually. Like, I want to load that up right now to see. Because I think that you could do it wirelessly. I'm not sure. It might be only on one device that you could do two-player. Actually, I have no clue, actually. But we probably should have researched that before. But let's see. I give it the download rating, too, because it's such a fun game. Yeah, here we go. I found the Sidekicks game. If you want to try it out, there's a Sidekicks level. You could play with two people, which is fabulous. And, yeah, I give it the download rating, too. I think it's a great game.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, moving on. We're doing do Android app of the week now for all of our friends on Android. Isn't that right?
You can download it from Google Play.
Google Play? That's right. 1 year anniversary. Like, if you want to download the app of the week from Google Play, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to play.google.com, and you're going to search for its name, which is 70%. That's the word 70%. It's a great game. I'm pretty sure it's actually free. But there's also a pro version available, I think, if you want to do the donate version. A great game. If you want to know why you want this game, it's a strategy game. It involves you making lines with your finger in order to seal off 70% of the screen. It's really cool. You have like this little bouncing ball that goes around the screen, and if the ball hits your line before it's finished, then you lose a life. But it's a really great game. I recommend you try it out. 70%. Like, I want to see who it's by, so I don't direct people in the wrong place.
John,
go to Google. Yeah?
You say that 70% of people like this game? And John has a phone difficulty. Hello?
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. Oh, bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Mushy, mushy. That's terrible. But yeah, 70% by Sablin. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. That's the developer of the game, Sablin. It's not. This game hasn't actually been updated in about a year and a half. But it's a really great game, though. I'm pretty sure it works with any Android device you have. There's a free version, and then there's a donate version available for a buck. And it's a really cool game, just to read some of the reviews. I really like this game. It's very fun. I love it. I made it to level 18 on hard, you know? So, hey, if you want to give it a try, you can't lose. It's free. Give it a try. If you like it, give the guy a buck if you feel his effort's worth it. Check it out on Google Play. Download this app. Yeah, it's a great game.
I like that I just tweeted 39 minutes ago to tweet us a topic. We'd love to hear them convince John to get a PC.
Hey, you said you want to use that hashtag, yeah? We got a hashtag going now. If you want to tweet us, you could tweet us at @showdown, or you could use that fancy hashtag right there, convince John to get a PC. Or better yet, I'm going to make a new hashtag right now. Convince Quaz to get a Mac. There we go. That's a nice-looking hashtag right there. Convince
sure.
Quaz to get a Mac. So good. Revenge is mine! Exclamation point. Done. There we go. That's a good-looking tweet, isn't it, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
Mm-hmm. I'm retweeting that right now. But yeah, we're coming to an end to the show. Is there anything else we want to cover real quick before we close out?
Anything else?
Is there any minor stories you just want to mention real quick?
I'll mention for 1 minute, Apple thought about calling the iPhone the tripod
Here's the full name, actually. If you go to the articles on 9to5 Mac, the names they were considering were the Mobi, the Tripod, the Micro Mac, the Telepod, and the iPad, for whatever reason. They were going to call the iPhone the iPad. At least that's what they were brainstorming, you know? But yeah, if you had to pick one of these names, say you couldn't use iPhone, what would you call it for the
Mobi.
iPhone? Oh, yeah, me too, actually. I think it's a really cute name for a phone. The Mobi. I like it, you know? Great name. But, yeah, is that all we got?
Yeah, we have one quick app suggestion from VZR's Michael. He said, speaking of apps, did you guys know there's a Temple Runner Oz made to promote the movie? It costs 99 cents.
Oh, that's cool. Like, you ever played Temple Run? It's actually pretty fun. But yeah, like, I'm looking forward to seeing Oz, so that might be a fun app to try, actually. That's really cool. I'll be looking forward to trying that.
Yes. So we're going to be closing out now. We got about a minute left in the program. So I just want to...
Mm-hmm.
Now we officially have a minute left in the program. And I just want to chime in on... The siren goes by in Queens, New York.
Oh, funny. Yeah, all Queens, New York is on fire. That's exactly what that was. Yeah. You know, I live in the ghetto, you know? And that's how homies be keeping it real. But anyway, yeah, do we got a listener count or are we going to be closing out? Because we got about 30 seconds left on the live clock.
Yes. We went from 16 live to 14 live tonight.
Wonderful.
And over 500 archived from our last show.
Very nice.
I'm Quas, the PC guy.
And I'm John the Mac guy. And as always, it's a pleasure. Mac guy out.
Peace.